Welcome, fellow beatmakers. In this lesson, we're diving into bounce and place strategies specifically for creating dark rollers in drum and bass. This technique gives you the ability to manipulate audio clips with great flexibility while keeping the creative momentum going. By harnessing the power of Ableton Live, we're going to shape dynamic, rolling beats that pulse with energy and depth. Now, by the end of this tutorial, you'll have a solid drum loop along with a textured bassline that embodies the dark roller vibes. Plus, you'll learn how to efficiently use the bounce in place feature to freeze and flatten your audio clips. This will really help us layer effects and create that deep, immersive sound typical in darker drum and bass tracks. Let's kick things off by setting up your session. First, open Ableton Live and set your BPM to 170, a classic range for drum and bass. Next, create three MIDI tracks, one for your drums, one for bass, and one for ambience. Moving on to step 2, let's create a drum loop. Load a drum rack on your drum track and start adding one-shot samples for kicks, snares, and hi-hats. You might choose a kick from a jungle sample pack, a snappy snare, and a crisp hi-hat. Now, it's time to build the beat. Program a 16-bar MIDI clip where you place kicks on beats 1 and 3, snares on 2 and 4, and position those steppy hi-hats in between. Don't forget to quantize those MIDI notes to 1/16 for tighter placement. Once your drum loop is solid, we'll bounce it. Select the drum MIDI clip, right-click, and choose Bounce in Place. When that dialog pops up, make sure to check Include Effects if you've added any effects like compression or saturation to the drum rack. This action will create a new audio track right beneath the MIDI track. Next, let's shape the sound of that drum loop. On your newly bounced audio track, we'll add a few essential effects. Start with a saturator to give it some warmth and character. Then add in reverb, setting the decay to about 1.2 seconds for that spacious feel. Finally, use EQ8 to cut frequencies below 40 Hz and boost around 200 Hz to give that punchy kick presence. Now, let's create a bassline. For this, you can use an instrument like analog or even a third-party plugin if you have one. Program a simple bassline that syncs nicely with your kick, typically sticking to the root notes of your harmonies. Once your bassline is set, it's time to bounce it as well. Select your bass MIDI clip, right-click, and choose Bounce in Place. Make sure to include any effects you may have used, like a low-pass filter to achieve that muddy, darker vibe. Now, on to audio manipulation. On your bounced bass audio track, why not apply an LFO tool? This adds subtle movement and rhythm to your bass line. Next, add some reverb with a short decay to maintain clarity while giving it just a touch of space. And don't forget the compressor, sidechain it with your kick using a ratio of around 3:1 for that punchy, driving effect. Before we wrap up, let's touch on a few common mistakes to watch out for. Overprocessing can easily drown your sounds in too many effects, so keep it subtle, especially for darker rollers. It's also vital to maintain groove, while tightness is essential. Introduce a slight swing to enhance the feel of the track. Lastly, static bass lines can lack interest, so ensure your bass has movement. Try pitch modulation to create depth and variation. With that said, here are some pro tips for achieving even darker and heavier drum and bass. Consider using distortion and chorus on your bass. These can thicken your sound and help it sit well in the mix. Employ noise gates on your ambience and pads to produce a rolling effect that ebbs and flows with your primary elements. And remember to experiment with layering different bass sounds for richer texture. To put all this into practice, here's a mini exercise. Create a new session and apply the bounce technique to a vocal sample or a synth line. Focus on layering effects, and try out a glide effect to introduce a more liquid feel to your notes. Use Bounce in Place again and experiment with rearranging sections in your audio to discover new rhythmic patterns. In this lesson, we've explored bounce in place strategies tailored specifically for dark rollers in drum and bass. You learned how to set up your session, create engaging drum and bass elements, and manipulate those elements effectively. Don't hesitate to revisit these steps and fine-tune your sound. Every bounce leads to new possibilities. Happy producing! Keep those beats rolling!